Hi, Mr. Ballantyne. So in this conference, I'm wondering, is my passage too long for Macbeth? It's roughly 30 lines. Mm-hmm. I know I can have up to 40, but I don't know if I need all of it.
Okay, all right. So first of all, why don't you point out to me, where do you think, if you had to demarcate different sections of this passage where different things are happening or there are transitions, where would you draw lines through this passage? Where would you put them? How would you divide it?
So I'm going to go backwards. I really like Lady Macduff's line, father he is, and yet he's fatherless.
Okay.
And to me, that's the ending statement.
Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe I can cut the last three lines.
Mm-hmm. What do you lose or gain? What do you lose if you cut it? What do you gain if you keep it?
I lose Ross, so I'm okay with their losing. I don't want to deal with him. And I gain not having to deal with him.
Okay.
And I end on like a really strong... What I also gain is I end on a really strong line.
Okay.
In terms of Shakespeare's choices here. Okay, so I cut those last three lines. Good.
Perfect.
That helps me. I also really enjoy the line of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
To leave his wife, to leave his babes, and she goes on. So I'm wondering if I can start there or if that's too few in terms of number of lines.
Okay, all right. Before we talk about too few, let's think about what in the first sort of 5, 6, 7 lines before that, what else, what are you gaining in those lines that couldn't be done with starting at wisdom?
So I'm gaining information and context in terms of mm-hmm. the argument they're having, which is, was it wise for Macduff to leave, or was it out of fear?
Mm-hmm.
But I think, now that I'm saying that out loud, the rhetorical question gets to that,
mm-hmm.
and I can get to it from just there alone.
Okay.
Okay, so actually, I don't gain anything because it happens in that line.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough then within all of this to deal with it. Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Ballantyne.
Perfect, pleasure.